very aggravated on account of the fact that Rav Shimon Bar Abi was not whom Rabbi Yochanan wanted to be master. So he wasn't the Eretz Yisrael. So that means, now even though Rabbi Yochanan was the Eretz Yisrael, so he couldn't be master with Rav Shimon Bar Abi because Rav Shimon Bar Abi was not with him in the Eretz Yisrael. So not everything else. So we see from that even if the nismech is in Chutz Lo'aretz, they cannot be a nismech. Rav Shimon ben Ziru, the Chavimei, Umane Rav Yenison ben Achmoy, Rav Shimon ben Ziru, the Chavimei, Umane Rav Yenison ben Achmoy, the Amrelo, Rav Yenison ben Achmoy, the Chavimei. So they were the masmich. But they were masmich only those who were in them in Eretz Yisrael. So we see that smiche requires not only the
masmich to the chesh.
It cannot be right. He's a valid special status.
If he's so then, Tkufas Tishrei will be b'chof Aleph, from b'chof Beit.
Don't be aggravated. In other words, that's our destiny. That we shouldn't be smug. That's our destiny. The anami is in the Omar of Shmuel Omar of Yenison, the man she is smoking this alien, Shenema, with me is okin this chocolate. My zokin is on the shabbish.
Because
of the sins of the sons,
So there was no Zokiman, but it's already mentioned. So why did it mention again?
Without
Elisabeth. So in other words, so the two things, two curses overtook.
Just because of Tigwat Tish?
Overtook the Mishpoch of Elisabeth. First, that there was no Zokiman.
And then also there was no, and even the Chumalev, so there is no Mrs. Chag, and the Halacha of
Chavzeira, whether
we have to be happy,
that's not
considered by
all the
So Rav Zeire, so he's considered by all that.
So And that still great. So the same kind of a song that you should be sung. For a Kale, so a song for him too.
Of course, it doesn't mean physical makeup. I mean, so then, it's without the physical makeup. What is makeup? What's the purpose of makeup?
So makeup, if we are so
certain women are trying
and want to
appear what they are not. That's makeup.
So for a Kali, it is used to be chanted
that the Kali is black.
In other words, she is beautiful without makeup. She is naturally beautiful.
So there was spiritual and intellectual makeup to do it.
There are so many rabbis, certainly today, who want to appear
what they are. Makeup, all kinds of makeup.
I mean,
to base library and the requirement
this
of
shas, the shas of Vilna, the shas of Krakow, the shas of Wernwerken, and they don't use even one shas. So that's makeup. So that's makeup.
He couldn't base it.
So the Chachom in
the basis.
When Rav Zeire came,
because
in other words, that he doesn't try to appear what he is not. He only tries to appear what he is, not what he is.
All right.
So this is a qualification. In other words, if one is disposed to use spiritual and intellectual makeup, in other words, to assume extra tickets, I mean, In other words, Rashi explains, Samitin was in smartut, Kleima, she makes him time, Hogan is the
head.
In other words, someone who doesn't explain what he says, so he's not holy.
Even though it might be that he just doesn't know how to burn light, but he actually understands it. But he doesn't know how to clarify it to others, how to explain it to others, he is not holding me.
Now, then, Samisin, so that means, Roshin Afkhoni, Musaris Samikho, Nisegvil Rishi, Shemehapchin Estayim
Teo. Because of that alone.
So Machlik is between Rabbi Yud and Rabbi Shimon, how many skenim from the Sanhedrin, from Beis Nagodol, it's skenim of Sanhedrin, of Sanhedrin Zeh. In other words, that is also vested in the Halishim of the Gavre, not in the Beis Nagodol as a group, as a best. Because if it had been vested in the Beis Nagodol as a group, so if you don't have all the 71, so it doesn't have a Chaliz Din Beis Nagodol as a group, but it's vested in the special status of the Zikri Sanhedrin. So the question is, how many Zikri Sanhedrin they love? Does Egla Rufel require? Five or three? So Rabbi Yehuda says five, Rabbi Shimon says three. The Torah could say Zikne, and the Torah says Skei Necho, you Skei, that means of a special status. And Yudale,
special status.
So Shifdecho is not superfluous. That's why
that the
Shimer says only three, because Shifdecho is not superfluous. So the question is, how can Rabbi Yehuda
use
Shifdecho Shtayim, but it's not superfluous? So Rabbi Yehuda, Gomar Ziknei, Misomcho Ziknei, that's Yedea. So it's Ixera Shove, from Smichas, Parel, and Dovashal.
So
David mentions Ziknei.
Mala
Halom Yechodim Shebeidu, Shokam Yechodim Shebezkinecho.
So
we don't need any posse. So we can learn how the whole aloha. The whole aloha.
I don't know what.
From the Xerah Shop.
But let's get.
What is Shiftecho Minyon? So the view there, so in the Hanan. Shiftecho is not so perfect. So we cannot do the view.
Any
Droshe, any other questions. From Shiftecho, because Shiftecho is needed to advise us that the Skenim of the Bee, the Zabe, the Bichonim Shemeido, the Zikli Saledon Deo.
That means.
We learn out, so Skenecho is
not to be Meabe, but
Skenecho is good, and then the Vov is a perfect. Now, say, so the Yotzu Skenecho, Shiftecho, why Skenecho, the Shiftecho, so we are Meabe. Now, so it couldn't be Meabe, because
So
we are not able to
describe it that way.
Like this.
So suppose without the Vaslissen,
so it would be three.
Now, without
the wolf, would the mouth be one?
So the wolf.
So in Besne Shoko.
So then,
so maybe we are
Besne Tuba.
Because without the wolf, is a
red matter.
So then we would have three.
Because
so,
and
the
wolf
is marvelous.
So
and it couldn't be marvelous with just wolf.
Because
then, it would mean that four are required in Besne Shoko.
No,
so
in Mele,
we are marvelous two more. So that means five.
But
Elo Vod is not even low.
Because
she means what we do. Because in the same parasha it says,
Kompesach.
Yotzu also.
Kompesach is
so just as we are now from Skinechot,
has to be
so from Yotzu also too, because it's Loshen Rabbi. And from Mori
too.
So Rabbi Yudah Ritisha, Rabbi Shimon Shivo.
So,
because that's not superfluous. When can we be marveled if it's superfluous? But if it's not superfluous, it cannot be marveled. So the Italian, your two hands are shluch.
In
other words, they themselves have
if
to
we apply the shita,
they cannot send a shliach to represent.
Umoridu. So let's say,
so one to the shita shach to meet
to
be all the
idea
also asking
of Shomer.
In other words, one could argue that when is there a necessity to measure
that
which city is closest
has to be
to the whole
has to be
to the whole
if
there is.
And
if
we say
not obvious,
so if the verb
without measuring
is
not obvious,
it's not measured.
So which city is
would be the first
not
word the of
the there are two cities that appear to
not
be equally close to the whole.
Okay.
But
it's
so not equally close. There is
so
one is with the
14,
so that has
the
to be determined by
doesn't belong
actual
to measurements.
So then the
scaling
of the best
to the
model
to the solar, to the
but
the
if
solar
we see if it is obvious
that a certain city is
the
closest.
And
the
so then one could argue,
so
why measure, I mean, why
that
we start
that the compressor
should everybody
secret,
that
be for
that no other city could
so
be
the
world could
have
this
to take place.
So there should
the
be
13
a day. So it's exercise
also. We
want to do that even if it is obvious.
So then,
which city is the closest?
And Kupo
but there is a requirement
so the
that the five
so
scheming of the
best
of
Sanhedrin
first
day
have to make a
measure.
So it was indeed.
But if the burn like when
so even it's early, before
the
whole school
is
in Kaya.
So the first day of
Masnis
of the
Italian
will be the first day. The 14th,
you will be able to
Tutkuva
Sanhedrin. We should tackle the
Melech,
we can go to. How do we know that she tackles the King Godu?
This is
passive Melech,
this is
Yamid, King Godu, we see.
So,
both Lakin and Abib, Vashem,
also.
So,
the
Melech, so, and the Mishnah does not mention.
The
Mishnah
of
the Mishnah is
the
Kabbalah,
the
Mishnah, five skinning, but it doesn't mention that it requires Melech and King Godu. So, this Mishnah does not call the Mishnah. Well,
but,
Rabbi now,
and,
so we see Rabbi Yaakov says that Shiftecho has reference to Melech and King Godu. How
so
do we know that Shiftecho has reference to Melech and King Godu?
Without Tibur.
So Melech,
the
because Melech is called
Shiftecho,
Melech and Mishvat Yamidah.
So
how do
we
know that King Godu is called Shiftecho? So King Godu is called Shiftecho. So King Godu is called Shiftecho.
Why be Me'aber Hashono?
So we see
we
can be Shiftecho is King Godu.
We can be Me'aber Hashono.
So
push
the
Kinn
of
Kinn
of Kinn of Kinn.
So then, the
means
so,
not God.
So then, the
why call Kinn of Kinn? Because
the
Sefer Rambam says, mitzvah,
limanus
Kinn of Kinn. Because after all, because that is
the Bruch,
to Shiva Lim,
so
it's me,
and the 13th
of it was turned over, this is the mandate of Shiva
Lim,
to be,
so Pesach
to be dedicated to Torah, to Limud
HaTorah.
Not that the Shiva Lim had to be
absolutely,
so Kesal Teiro is Nachas and Lachom, but it was,
it was given over
to Shevet Levi. So because it was turned over to Shevet Levi, so there is a mitzvah,
the actual
mitzvah, the chatchile, to manage
So what does Shevet mean? Torah says two things.
So,
according to the
Rav,
so apparently Shevet is someone else. So Rashi says, Shevet means,
so both have reference to Bezabot.
But because we can get on the
day, the Lashem didn't, even so though they can tell us
how we best not only the earth is great, is not
heaven is great,
as it really does not
without people,
the he has all the analogy, the same analogy,
the verb is when I'm the previous,
and the 15,
but from the Imore, what do you do?
From the Imore, it seems,
so it will be at the 14,
so we can get there, so we can pass
on the Lashem, is Lashem.
Of course, what Rashi says is also true. But we see that our Shifi also implies that we have to comply with the
Roy of the Kimber.
He says,
now,
since when the is a king,
does
a king God have a special status as a Baal Kok?
What we do find,
King of Shura,
let's say,
of the Joshua
is our temporary,
that when there's not going to
pass on the Trim of his mother.
Also,
so then there is a hue of a
his father,
so that his rest of the pa,
so there is a loche
regarding
his king Moshuach,
that he became Moshuach,
but I have seen
was
made one should reach
Mutter, I mean, any
and then
what he was made
a last made,
that's the father of Rabbi
Yitzchak,
and he also appeared
according to his own
way,
if he was a Chochom
Shabbat,
Chochom Mufla,
so
then there is also a Chilapa.
He was,
so there is a Loche,
he was a Loche,
there is a Loche, there is a Loche,
immigrating
into
the King Bosley.
Is he Mufla?
I don't know what it means.
If he's a Chochom,
Chochom
Mufla,
so
there,
we got
Shom Kufla,
also,
in Vaisheni, the Gemara says,
Pirish Omeya, Shechani Melech HaMadatzea.
So, if the King God is Hati Chochom Mufla,
so there is no Lochet,
but Yishmoel
is a Chochom Mufla,
so there is a Chiwapa.
The
only distinction between
the Roi Barasui,
God Chiwapa,
and the Roi Barasui,
and the Roi Barasui,
that
so
by royal
best of all,
so on now, the
Rivatsimo so is also
at the margin,
and I think it's
and Gabe,
Rigabe,
King Godu,
he himself was also appeared.
But
maybe
you see
that there was
a need of the
Roy
by King Godu.
So, it's mashma from this Gemara, it's mashma.
So it's a very strong passion.
Of course, not in respect to the
fear of Mamre.
If he's of Mamre, we'll be
holy,
and the King Godu, even
the King Godu,
he's a Chocham Mufle.
So we will not have a high reason,
but there is a thing
to comply
so,
just as there is a
thing
of our Piyasa.
So
the reason to comply with
the voice of Bez Nagoru
that we have to be
so also if the King Goda
is a Chochmah Mufla,
not like Rabbi Hanan
and the Paskins,
so the
Chiyuv of Rabbi Hanan
is very
to comply with
the oil
in Roshono
if he
mentions this Psha.
Even the connection with Rabbi Barab.
So we see that from the
Gemara,
because we see Rabbi Ben Yaakov uses
that
Shiftecho means King God. How do we see that the Shiftecho Shevet has reference to God in the possible
Apostle Akira?
So we see that the Shevet there and that possible
has reference to
God. The
Shiftecho Shevet
has to take place
in the
Mitzim,
when he's Pekush and the Shiltes,
he mentioned
the Gemara, and he raises the question,
how
Shevet here
means Beznah Gol?
And I really
don't understand what he says. I really don't understand
what he says.
The Mitzim, yes.
That's Rabbi Hanan.
No, we don't pass like a brother of Yaakov, because the Chachomim, the Rabbonim, don't learn out.
That Shiftecho,
they don't say, they
don't dash in that Roshe,
just because
Shiftecho,
because Shiftecho
came this King Godu
in that parashe,
so Shiftecho,
the parashe of Israel,
also,
so Rabbi Nibor does the same way,
let's say,
now,
certainly,
Melach Mishpat Yahweh Eretz,
So we see, I mean, that's not difficult. That's not difficult. 16.
So difficult is the Ebenezer and the Pasuk. The Ebenezer says something very, very strange. I don't know how it could even be explained. So he says, so he has reference to Melech. Very strange.
Even if we are
so of course, only the Melech is in good detail, it's in David HaMelech.
So if the Melech Max will be under 16, in other 16, if the Melech himself, the Melech is so then, according to the Nezre 15, so there is a Chiyu to come to the Chiyu of Sokim. It will not be more, it's under the Chiyu of
Sokim. This Nezre is contrary to this.
So the question is,
but because here Gomorrah is more says Melech v'chsiv Melech v'chsiv Melech v'chsiv Melech v'chsiv. If Shevet is referenced to Melech, so why does Gomorrah say Melech v'chsiv Melech v'chsiv Melech?
So I feel in the whole design of Shevet.
Melech v'chsiv Melech v'chsiv Melech v'chsiv.
So why does Gomorrah say
there's not a reference to Melech, because reference can go. Now,
it is how just go for Hadosh. So I believe the Zion is because Hadosh.
Rabbi Yaakov, the Rabbi Shimon, oh, they require three or five skins, and then they will
explain that in the
that's
same
all not Melech Kingogu. So they require, in addition to the three or the five, they require, or even Yaakov requires also Melech
Kingogu.
So what is the question?
That means,
so in other words, according to Rabbi Yaakov, all the Aleph Sanhedrin have to participate in the Divinah. Omer Abdi, Motson Abis, Pagi, Bimrali, Yochel, the Amos, the Amoye, Tom, we will come to all these Lamokim, the Lamish Amokim, Gero.
So in Mele, we have to
be Mele, if it's Himrali,
because
in Rosh Kisagot,
So it's not Chayim.
If the Mikzoson represents a mute, so maybe the Rov agrees with the Zokmama. But why couldn't we say that that Mikzoson is not a mute, but a Rov? So the Meile, the Hamid, so maybe the Gavoy is Chani Kavo say, but we go with the Rov? He was Mamre, so he's Mechuyev.
Elo, Mechuyev is Chadosh.
All right, we'll soon see. I mean, there's a Kasha that lives by Ramine and the Ramah. Elo Pshite, so we cannot say Elo Pshite, not a Kuch. So the Vaisa does not have reference to the kings where only Mikzayach walked out of Shalik. But all of them,
if he means
the man, Elo, 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 Elo,
So, if he means
compassion,
he
says, "Obviously,
now,
so we are patient.
מוצא לה מספגיה, ואם הוא עולה גיוס לא נדיע סגולת, לא יצאים לה עולה עצור, אז יוגי נמלוא אחרי, אומר כתוב, יצא לה מוצא מהם שם עולה. Now, the Rambam, raises the question, why did the Gemara say the Nofek Mitzos? But then you ask, do you mahala the Gemara, can you say, the Nofek Mitzos on the Mute? The night
of the 16th?
So even if the So the community is not, and the Zokmamre
made the two cannot go together.
And they told him what Aloha is. No, and right. Then he was Mamre.
The one who says,
but Sinis and Shabbat, everybody was there.
So then Nik Zabayim
so, Mimelin cannot become Zokmamre. Two, so, all of them, all the Shalif are there.
So then,
so,
Nik Zabayim is not
and the Rosh says that the Zokmamre is not right. Even though the mute, and we make mute Zokmamre,
what we, before the moment of this.
So before the Mew has to succumb to the rope
before the night of the 16th.
So the Zokmamre also has to succumb to the Das rope of the Bezdam.
Because you can do it
only
before Shabbat walked out.
And the Mew is
so not
where,
so together with the Zokmamre.
So through the rope told Zokmamre that he is not right. But since the Mew is not there, so therefore we cannot say that the Zokmamre is Mechuyev to succumb to the opinion of the Rambam. Because the might be that if the Mute had been a
right of the 16th,
the Mute would agree with the Zokmamre
the day before,
and then and the Rambam
15
would concede the Yonte, that the Zokmamre and the Mute are right. How do we know? Maybe the reason is why the role of the Sanhedrin Shabbat Zokmamre was not right.
According to Rebbe,
it's because the Mute was there. So they didn't hear the arguments of the Mute.
Before Shabbat,
but if the Mute had been present, so the Mute would agree
with
the Zokmamre, and then they mentioned their timing. And when then the role would hear the timing of the Mute, they did not concede that they made a mistake.
So there is a machine.
So you cannot be mechuyev besides Zokmamre. This is what the Rambam says.
There is a machleket between Rebbe and the Rav Shimon as to whether Nikta Bayeim in the Eimer was Nikta on the 15th Bayeim, whether it's kosher or it's not kosher. It's not kosher. Now, most Rishenim pass, like Rebbe, there is a taste in the Noches which passes like the brother Rav Shimon. It's Nikta Bayeim is kosher. All right. Now, if we say like Rebbe, and most Rishonim in past like that, that Nikta Bayim is kosher, through Lichatchile, there is a mitzvah to be Ketzer Balailo, but if, let's say, if the 16th happens to be on Shabbos, so then you're not allowed to be Ketzer Balailo. So you have to be Ketzer on the 15th, some in Meile.
Oh. Kisam khina rubem khayvin ole yechdi so ikol san hed
dit gemor
bad adode diflike de khim di sham rub kay da minute vel hat rebu sam khina rub de khim ral in khay ab yo khim kay bad adode ve ave ros ne roy le yugel hay di kleme ma di ab han ka voy hoche en da ma mugin tay shite du bist ab hay rub di kay ma boy bad hat And so that can be explained
agree with
the Ramban, but the Ramban, I mean, the
Ramban,
the Ramban, And so, Rabbi Gold, after he presented his arguments, his time is before the Nagodu. And the Nagodu rejected them and told him why he was Kashi. But before he presented his argument, he is not required to succumb.
We can be Ma'amalachid.
Why? Because they only die on the Shin of
Reis.
So the Ma'amalachid cannot even be made.
So
the Ma'amalachid is in accordance with the view of the
Ma'amalachid.
But the Ma'amalachid according to his own view. But so then, the Ma'amalachid
will not be
acting. So then why? Because there is in the battle night.
We can be Ma'amalachid.
There are two halachas. There is a halacha the Biro.
So according to Rav Poskim,
but by Rav Poskim, how can we? So when do we rely on Rav Poskim?
Someone who doesn't take his own judgment,
he knows that Rav Poskim say one way, Rav Poskim say the other way. So he has to rely on Rav Poskim. He's a Biro of Manavir. But someone who is on Chochem, he has his own judgment.
So he doesn't have to rely on.
This is bad. And the Rav Poskim was Mashiachim was the man. Therefore, then there is a halacha of
why we have bad Poskim on the last
day. Has to succumb to the Dasa Shabbat. So even with that, because
when we found one, it was not
So he rejects them, so they have to be invited. That
according to Rebbe,
and the Miro and the Tzira can say the same thing.
Not the
he says that
so the Tzira is of
Mamre, and so the Chuyev Mise. If
the Tzira must take place at the
Fitri,
so suppose it was that kind of
the hope is that I will die now.
So Mimele
said to the Zokmamre, you are after you.
So the Gemara
but the Chuyev if he was. If
and the Havak
in one opinion in the Bez Nagot,
the Havak is of the Gemara.
But if all that he but did, if let's say let's seven so
standing of the Bez Nagot,
tell the Zokamon
when you are ready to a king.
But one member of the Bez Nagot tells the
Zokamon,
you are right. So even though, of course, the mute has to be Mivate, the mute has to be Mivate on the Das of. Best in the battle title,
so,
with us all,
say,
but is not Chayimis.
And if we say, and there is
so that's the second chapter that Ramihine mentioned. And the Mir in Ilanach Nokim that says the same as the Tawah, without mentioning this Gemara, he says, when is the Zokmamre Mechuyev Mise, even all the Ayinav told the Zokmamre that he is wrong, that he is wrong. But if
because
there is one who agreed with the Zokmamre, so then he's not
Mechuyev.
Now how can that, the rise from this Gemara, because we have to say, according to Rabbi Yehuda, and according to Miri, that when the Gemara says, "Motzla bispajo yimale yochda motzla amroif," and when it comes to it, "Amokim ahu," so the Gemara doesn't mean only that if the Roye, the very outset, was rendered by Bez Nagot, were outside of Chesa Reisis. So then, he's the Zohar,
and the Ktire has to take place.
Of course, that's true, but that goes without saying,
because it's not
that's, that's implicit in the Kiddush on Mikro, you don't
so have to take place to a Midrash.
And but if without the Ramban says, the Sifra
if without
the deep mesh,
so does not
so the
render the certain be on the 15th,
so the first cool. Day of the Tzimtzum and the Zokmamre thinks in a certain
way,
thinks
the 16th
differently.
So that means the 15th of December,
that it's best not going to be in the same. So we shouldn't rely on the Psak for himself, but shouldn't rely on the Psak of the Rishon, and he should be Machno for himself until he meets with the best.
This is what,
and he mentions his tightness, his arguments, his flaws, and the best not going to be judged. Then he's a Chuyev to move back from Taite, and to act
so cool,
according to Psak of the
Rishon.
So that means, so of course, that goes without saying,
so
that if Bez Nagot was the very outset, when the
king,
it was not sitting in the Shizagodis, and the Zokmabia was Chilik, so that it's not Chayvi Yisei, because there's the Pshutish on Mikro, we come to Wal Yisrael Mokimahu. So it's mentioned. We don't have to
resort to mention.
So that goes without saying. But this Gemara mentions as another, that even if the Bez Nagot were the outset, when they're the Yehoye, let's say that Psychische lo ich persuade. Psychische lo ich persuade. Is mutter. Is mutter. So it wender den deti roye in der lische sagot.
Why?
But then, is hört tau troch ein Mieskau in der Psychische lo ich persuade. Is auch
gut. Gut.
So der Rambam says, no. He's not allowed to be married. He has to be married according to his own. Until he mentions his arguments, his horrors, his eye before the Benagot. So then he has to come to Benagot and mention his arguments. Supposing, so only if he mentions his arguments after Benagot rendered his decision. So then when he presents his arguments, he has to present his arguments before the Benagot also Nishkezabot. So then he's still not
chayim.
Because in other words, when is the yichud to the das of only when so that's the halacha
that again.
So even not the new blood law. So even so when does he become his open mamleh? Only if he hears the best, if the best nagod hears his tainus is right, not for the rashi itself, not if they hear his tainus outside of the rashi. So now the gemara says, you know, if he can't really be mixed so on the mahana di ki kavoi kai kavos. So that's the high of the Miri and Rabbi Yehine, the second Moshe Rabbi Yehine. We have to say that the Gemara does not have reference to the Pesach of the Beis Nagod. Because if the Gemara had reference to the Pesach of the Beis Nagod, so why does the Gemara have to say that Dilma Hana the Gavoy Kamikavo say, let the Gemara say, if the Beis Nagod passes when only Mikzas is there, and the some members of the Beis Nagod are not there, so there is no Eroi by Beis Nagod. There has to be Eroi, it must be rendered by Ein Aleph, not by 70, not by 50, not by 40. So it has to be rendered by the Beis Nagod. And the answer is, the Gemara is reference to the case where the whole Ein Aleph in the Lishkas Agodis already rendered the Pesach, the is Mutter. But then he met them, and he met some of them, not all of them. So we could say, that if he met, let's say, 60 of them, outside the Lishkas Agodis, now the Beis Nagod already rendered all the Ein Aleph that the Lishkas Agodis is Mutter. So now he only wants to argue with them, and he wants to prove to them that they could, that they made a mistake. And if the wrong of the Beis Nagod, hearing his tainus, tells him, no, your rayas are no rayas, your svores are no svores, and he tells him exactly why his rayas are no rayas, his svores are no svores. So then he should become his own mamre if he keeps on being chelik Beis Nagod. So that's the aloche. No, since the Beis Nagod heard his tainus, not why he can't do this, so he doesn't become his own mamre. So the Gemara asks, even such a case, if not all of them were present, so even if they would, even if he would present his tainus in the Lishkas Agodis, but if one is missing, maybe that one when he hear the tainus of his own mamre, he will bring his own mamre.
So the
Chad was in the Tkufa Chad. And then he cannot be Mechoyev. He cannot be Mechoyev, he says, he's a Mamre. So the Gemara says, no, it must be the more my price was about the case, where all of them heard the titles of the Zot Mamre. But since they heard the titles of the Zot Mamre, the Reyes, the Choches, the outside, she said, so he doesn't become a Zot Mamre. So that's the Reyes of the Miri, empirical according, and that's the Teretz, the second portion in Rabban Yehine, that in order that the Zot Mamre should be where we say, so the only if all the I know it, disagree with him, but if one Zoki in the Sanhedrin agreed with the Zot-Mamre. So, in other words, the Kupas-Lisse, no doubt about that, has to be, but it's not Chayyim. Why isn't it Chayyim? The Kupas-Lisse, the Chayyim is the Lord. But how can it be explained? Now, there's a Mishnah in that way, in Perikale of Avedis,
and that is Mishnah. In those days, so that is Yochi, when does it be that?
When
the
Kippah is a Machlik is a Lohi, and the Yochi says one thing, and the Rabbim says another thing. Now, the Yochit like the Rabbi. So, why does Rabbi not Kodesh mention the Yochit's view?
So, it in the midst of the 15th day,
today,
the moon will reach the climax, and then it will start waning, not waxing. So, we may lay,
only you silent. Let's say, like the Yochit comes to the table to this. So, in other words, so it appears from that Mishnah.
So,
from that Mishnah, certainly according to the Psalm, that is subsequent Bezdin can be held. And the previous Bezdin, only push one day ahead. The previous time,
one day ahead.
So that means that
the vernal equinox will take
place. Like the way that the present Bezdin wants to pass. Let's say, if the previous Bezdin, the question of vernal equinox will be interposed, came out. And the previous Bezdin, the robe of the previous Bezdin pass will be in the middle.
In the midst.
The new Tzemusikreshel Yichpesle is us. So the Chole was like the Rosh Hashanah. That is Mutah. Now comes the subsequent Bezdin.
But if we say,
and the whole of the subsequent Bezdin wants to reaffirm the Halacha of the
Mutah, the judgment is not
the previous Bezdin.
Because then we can do only,
but suppose the previous Bezdin was also unanimously decided that the Yichpesle is Mutah.
Should then the subsequent Bezdin be part and parcel of Mutah.
To decide,
and if we say
the Christian slave is also the character,
the autumnal equinox,
and the Mahima of Tzedek explains it, he said, because if there is, now he mentioned the next thing, that Misha Rabbeinu, when the Rabbeinu told Tkufa Misha Rabbeinu,
it still belongs to Tkufa Tzedek, Masha'i came the Gabel Ixerasakos,
the verbal equinox
has to be
built,
so he will
say one thing, in
the waxing prayer of a woman, and the equinox takes place, so the equinox will take place at the forehead,
but
the halacha will be within the waxing period.
So in other words, whenever there is a machlekes, a tzein bezdin
avodah,
between the rov and the
mimun, the rov says,
So then, when a subsequent Bezdin tries to decide that Psikreshet or Yich Pesleh is Oseh, so then it's not even the Astor. So they have no right to be Chilik on the unanimous decision of a previous Bezdin. When can a subsequent Bezdin be Chilik on the decision of a previous Bezdin if it wasn't a unanimous decision? But if it was a unanimous decision, so they cannot be Chilik. That's the reason why Zot Mamre is only Mechuyev. Zot Mamre is only Mechuyev if every member of the Bezdin HaGadol disagreed with the Zot Mamre. But if there was one member of the Bezdin HaGadol who agreed with the Zot Mamre, so he doesn't become Mechuyev Nisei. Why? Because I mentioned the Yotzai Chia. So first of all, even though there is Aloche, there is a halacha on Bezdin HaGadol paskins, and it's v'mayim v'dechot. So then we have to succumb to the das of the Bezdin HaGadol, and even if the Gadol Ador is convinced the other way, he still has to be mevatel paitei. But if the Beis Nagodlo later on reverses itself, so then it's Eikel Mafreya, Ab Initio, the whole judgment. That is, if the same Beis Nagodlo reverses its judgment. Suppose the same Beis Nagodlo doesn't reverse its judgment, a subsequent Beis Nagodlo reverses its judgment, so there's still a halacha that Lashiv Tashayyeh Bayom Moed, that we have to comply with the psak of the subsequent Beis Nagodlo. But then, it's the Gvura Sari says, it's not equally mafreya likamre to Ab Initio, but only Mikal Habe. And what does Mikal Habe mean? It doesn't mean Mikal Habe that the halacha changes until this day. So the halacha was one way, until the other day, the halacha is the other way. That is inconceivable. It means that in respect to all questions that arise from now on, so the halacha is always the way that the contemporary Beis Din Paskin. So that means that even if Beis Nagodlo decided one way, but if later Beis Nagodlo will reverse itself, or a subsequent Beis Din will reverse the judgment, so the halacha will be the other way. So mimele, if there is one man, but when can Beis Nagodlo when can another Beis Din reverse the judgment only if l'chol hapoches there was one view kineged? But if the judgment that is rendered by one Beis Nagodlo now is unanimous, so then it cannot be reversed. So that's the law. In order that the Zoch Mamre should become a Chuyev Mise, the Zoch Mamre. So the possibility of reversing the judgment and making it retroactively the other way, like the Zoch Mamre said, has to be excluded. So maybe that's the reason as to why if there is one member of the Beis Nagodlo who agrees with the Zoch Mamre, he's not Chayev Mise. Because if we say that he is Chayev Mise, now what will happen? Then later on, so this judgment will be reversed. So it will retroactively turn out that the Zoch Mamre was right. So in such a case, it cannot be mechuyev mise. So only if it was chelik a unanimous decision of Beis Nagodlo. So mainly it cannot be reversed. It cannot be reversed. So then it's mechuyev mise.
V'chamo hei, v'som chushnayim, zikni shnayim, v'im boz nishoko, misimo hei, v'achol arek ha-chamish. Dear Rabbi Yudha, so five skins of the Sanhedrin have to be same how the rei, al rei, shpar, el, no shal tzimu. Rav Shimon hei meira, zikni shnayim, v'im boz nishoko, misimo hei, v'achol arek ha-chamish. V'Rav Shimon ha-ksi v'som chul, so two more should be nisrabe, ha-rum boil l'guf, de'etzem aloch. So, in other words, it's not superfluous. The Rabbi Yudah Ligufali Tzorich, him can do it also with some chubi. This Roshe, but with some chubi is needed. To advise us of the Etzem Din, that it requires smiche, al reish, by skein, al reish, par, al reish, tzibo, lichtim ziknei, yideyem al reish, ziknei, yideyem al reish, apar, naturally, what do you do with the yadayim? Yaseinich. The Rabbi Shimon, iksi, vorchav, amine, maya, al bisom, not that mamish have to lean on the Reisha Pa, but that they have to stand near the Reisha Pa, near the Pa, near the Reisha Pa. So Bisomchu is needed for the Etzem Din. It's not superfluous in any way. So maybe we cannot dash it to Imam. The Rabbi Yude Gomar Reish Reish Meil. So even if he didn't say Bisomchu, I would know that it means that they have to lean on the Reish Apach. V'Rav Shimon Ligoma Reish Reish Mei. Now, here in this Gemara, so the Gemara says, Ton Rabbonon, V'somchu Ziknei, Yochil Ziknei Ashuk, Ziknei Ashuk. So actually the taste is on this. So what does it mean, Yochil Ziknei Ashuk? Talmud Leima, Eidu. So if it hadn't been mentioned either, I just mentioned the somchus zikneim, then I would say zikne ashuk. What does zikne ashuk mean? Does zikne ashuk mean that not smuchim at all, just hadyetes mamish, or zikne ashuk means smuchim, but not zikne sanhedrin?
So Teisve says, the Teisve says on the Fudal, Yochel Zikna Shuk, Kamucha di Zikne Mashma, Het Yedis, Vechen li Kamun Gabe Arif, Amrino di Kosab Zikna, Vemine Zikna Shuk, Vechen di Purish Mitzes Chlitze, Marvin Het Yedis, Mitechsiv Zikne Yire. Vikoshe di Feri Kegla Aruf, Otna, Nimt es Somach Li Yir, Shein Do Besen, Lo Yom Meridin, Und Vorin Vigmora di Zikne Yir, Binan Vilek, So Ziknei doesn't mean Adyetis. Yeshleima di Ziknei Oiyo Sha'ane. Over there it's mentioned Ziknei Oiyo. So that means the outstanding elders of the city. The Masham Yechodim Shebeiyo. Kidashin Hoche Oida and Chodim Shebeiyo. But Stam Ziknei, not Ziknei Oiyo, has the connotation of Adyetis. So the Gemara says, so when the Gemara says, Yochel Ziknashuk, it means Hedyetes. Just three Jews, any three Jews. However, the Arishani, who are Chilik, now, Rabbi Yehine also has the same Kashi as Teisve. And Rabbi Yehine says, the Tenoch Name, the Zikne means doesn't mean a gate. Zikne implies the whole apoches muhe. But when the Gemara says here, Zikne Ashuk, the Gemara means Yochil Zikne Ashuk, just muhe, Bezn Shal Gimu. This came in the members of Bezn Shal Gimu, but smuhe. Tamod Leim Areido, it has to be Sanhedrin. Yeido Yochil Ktaneido, maybe just the members that came in from Sanhedrin Ktano. They are called Taneido, Talmiva Hoido, Miyochotim Shebeido. They have to be the skenim of the Sanhedrin Deo, but not the skenim of Sanhedrin Tan. So in other words, so even without Eido, I would know, according to Rabbi Yehine, that there has to be smuch, because Zikne itself implies smuch. Anyway, whether without Eido, Zikne would imply Smuchim or just a Yetes, Machlekes Teisves Ramiyeh. But once we see one thing, I remember I mentioned the name of my father, that Sanhedrin, besides the Chalishem of Sanhedrin as a whole body, let's say the Chof Gimel together, as a Bezin, as a unit, as a body, or the Ein Aleph Skeni of the Sanhedrin Deva as a body, as a Bezin, there is a Chalishem in each and every member of the Sanhedrin. Let's say the Nosi, so there is a special av, the Nosi Bam Cholisoya, the Nosi of Sanhedrin. So we see that there is a special, that the Nosi of the Sanhedrin, the head of the Sanhedrin, so they will enjoy a special status of it, a special status. So it's not only the Nosi enjoys, has a special Chalishem, and he enjoys a special status. Every member of the Sanhedrin, they will. Every Zokin of the Sanhedrin, Zokin Sanhedrin, oh, so has a special status. There is a Chalishem. The Rai is from this. Now here, so on the parallel of Shal Tzibur, so five skenim, three skenim from the Sanhedrin Deilo have to be on the Rishapa. Now, obviously, five members of the Sanhedrin Deilo, or three members of the Sanhedrin Deilo, does not have a Chalish, does not have a Din Beznagodl. Beznagodl means that all the 71 sit together as a unit, as a group, but five of them, three of them, do not have a Chalish Din Beznagodl. So we see that there is a Chalishem in the Gavre of Zokin in Sanhedrin. And there is a Chalishem in the Gavre in each Zokin of Sanhedrin Deilo, and there is a Chalishem in the Gavre in each Zokin in Sanhedrin Tano. In each Zokin in Sanhedrin.